is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade?
Well, our cattle market looked much, much better today, Leslie, than what we saw most of the trade last week. Trading today was mostly positive, as was most of the close today, especially in the feeder cattle, which was a large improvement over the large losses that we saw take place last week, both in live cattle and feeder cattle. Now, we did see today choice box beef up $1.56, select boxes up $2.06, and a total movement of 93 loads. Cattle slaughtered today estimated at 111,000 head, and we also saw the February and April lean hogs today make new contract lows. February cattle today were 15 cents lower on the close. April down 7. Jan feeders up 97. March feeders up 75. And February lean hogs were down $2.37.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
And Tom, how did the USDA reports impact the grain market today?
Well, they gave all kinds of impact. At the end of the day, the only thing that managed to close positive was the corn market. In a nutshell, we saw a report that was negative for the soybeans, mostly negative for the wheat, and neutral to slightly friendly for the corn market. Now, we're going to have to see a few more days of trading to see how this all washes out in the end, because there's a lot of things to take into consideration here. But the soybeans, as I'm going to show you here in a second, saw the biggest downside of anything. On the close today, the March KC wheat was 10 cents lower, July KC down 9 cents, March Chicago wheat closed 8 and a quarter lower, March corn was up a penny and three quarters, July corn up 2 and a quarter, March soybeans down 36 and a quarter cents, July beans down 35 and a quarter, and March cotton down 103 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.